Okay, it's time to start the vintage sideband net. Is everybody excited?
No.
Yay! Oh yeah!
I am so excited.
I don't think you people had enough coffee today.
Oh! Caffeine!
Okay, this is Pat WB9GKZ in Sturgeon Bay, Door County, Wisconsin, and this is the Vintage Sideband Net, which meets here on Saturday mornings around the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net, that AM net on 3885 up there, and we operate on 3840 plus or minus any QRM. Most of the time we just live with the QRM. At 8:30 a.m. Central Time, this net is a meeting place for those of us that like old single sideband junk or double sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are shunned and rejected and looked down upon by the general ham radio population, but you know, we don't care. Our signals may drift. Hum and noise can be heard when we transmit. Dirty switches may cause havoc when we receive. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using our radios. This is all normal and welcomed here. We are not ashamed if we are 100 cycles off frequency. Here's the rules. All tube type or hybrid radios are considered vintage by the net and are welcome to be heard. Only certain solid state radios like Atlas and those with red LED readouts have been granted vintage status at the discretion of net control, me, and are okay to check in. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it can get very ugly and loud. Okay, stand by. Here we go. Take a minute to tune up your transmitters. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off of those precious sweep tubes to the utmost of spectral purity and lowest IMD. Tune up, and I'll be back in a moment to recap all the check-ins. WB9GKZ and the Vintage Sideband Net.